Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
All mankind had the nature of sin, and we all had the curse of death. However, the phrase, "in Christ shall be made alive," gives hope to mankind. As sure as the sin of Adam brought death, so the power of Christ brings resurrection and life. Faith in Christ brings a new birth to the inner man. The born-again believer, which is redundant, by the way, I learned this years ago from Dr. Adams. We say things like a born-again believer. He would say, pray tell, what other kind of believer is there, but he's born again. You know, what, those words we say him, you know, a born-again Christian or something like that. Well, he can't be a Christian, not born again. But, you know, I remember this one. Dr. Adams would say this, and I'm a young preacher boy, and he teaches us things not to say, you know, properly. I learned from him, my dad, you don't say Psalm chapter 23, Psalm chapter 50. I learned these from these great men. It's the 23rd Psalm or the 50th Psalm. Anyway, I learned that from them. And he says, when you talk about we baptized 52 in South Sudan, I was very careful, I didn't say we baptized 52 people. Because what did you baptize? 52 cows? It was assumed that, I learned this in Bible school, it's assumed you're baptizing people. Does that make any sense to y'all? Right, we had a great time in Bible college, and if you've missed it, we had some great teachers, Dr. Adams and Clyde Lanier and some other great teachers. I learned from it. Don't stand, we baptized 52 people last Sunday in South Sudan. People? Why do you have to say cows? Anyway, I don't know how I got on that subject. Let me get back on the thought here. Oh, here it is. Even as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Now, verse number 23, we'll finish this up this morning. But every man after his order. Don't jump over that. Every man after his order. What do you mean order? Okay, after we think about the kind. I'll get into this some next week and maybe a little bit in my message this morning. Jesus said in the book of John, there's some that we resurrect to life and some to the resurrection of condemnation. Paul said in the book of Acts, there's some that be resurrected to the resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust. So when it talks about every man in his order, it's not just talking about saved people. Because, you know, unbelievers, lost people are going to get a resurrected body also. Every man in his order, in his time slot, if you will. The believers will be resurrected. The unbelievers will be resurrected. That's why it said every man in his order. You're not going to escape it. By the way, you know what the word resurrection means? It's very simple. It literally means a standing up. Resurrection, a standing up. So, no matter where they are, whether in the grave, buried out, you know, at Auburndale, I got a grave plot at Auburndale Memorial. Ain't that what that's called, Auburndale Memorial? Got a grave plot. I hope I never use it. If the Lord comes and you need a grave plot and you're still here, you can welcome my grave plot. Y'all can laugh at that. Anyway, my wife has a grave plot there. Some of the kids, we have grave plots, so I hope I never have to use it. Where was I going with that? What was I at before that? This is my old age catching up to me. Oh, in order. All right, so the dead, Christ the first fruits. We looked at Matthew 27. Then the believers, the dead in Christ shall rise. Those are the believers from the time of the New Testament up to the return of Christ, what we call the rapture or the translation of saints, New Testament saints, and their order. They'll get a resurrected body. And then those saints that died during the tribulation period, we'll look at some of that in our morning message. There will be believers that will die in the tribulation period. Who are these believers? These are people who've never heard the gospel. And the 144,000 witnesses that we read about 12,000 from each tribe, the tribe of Israel, except the tribe of Dan. We were in Bible study, Brother Ray. We talked about this last Thursday, a week ago. It's interesting. If you look in Revelation chapter number 7, it lists 12 tribes, with 12,000 from each tribe. One tribe is omitted. What tribe is that? Dan. Isn't it interesting? Dan is omitted. Why? Long story short, I believe the Antichrist will be from the tribe of Dan. He'll be a Jew. He'll be a homosexual. We shared this in Bible study class. Anyway, here's the neat thing, though, about God's forgiveness. If you turn over to Ezekiel, I think it's 49. Is Ezekiel 49. It talks about God, during the millennium, Jesus will apportion Israel to the different tribes. You know, tribe of Ephraim, Zeb, all these have different tribes and different portions of the land. The very first tribe that's mentioned is the tribe of Dan. Isn't that interesting? Shows the forgiveness of God. They're omitted in the 144,000, but in the millennium, they're the first ones mentioned, the tribe of Dan. You're getting this part, and I don't think that's by chance, by the way. Anyway, so every man in his own order. That would be the main harvest. Resurrection, you have first fruits. The main harvest, when Jesus comes, that we call the translation of the saints, the rapture, whatever you want to label to it. And then there's called the gleanings. This will take place at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This will be all the other believers who had not resurrected get to receive the resurrected bodies. From the time of Adam, Moses, Jacob, and I know this is very controversial. I shared this with the Bible in Bible class. There's 6 or 7 verses in the Old Testament that share when the Old Testament saints received their glorified body, their resurrected body. And it's after the tribulation period, it's at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let me give you one in the New Testament. Jesus said this, "Ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob enter into the kingdom, and you yourself would be part into everlasting fire." Remember him making that statement? Abraham and all of the Old Testament saints will receive, in their order, a resurrected body. And that's at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Then every man in his order, the unbelievers, the ones who are lost, they will receive theirs. Am I going too fast for y'all? I see some of y'all writing this down. The unbelievers receive their resurrected bodies at the end of the millennium. Revelation chapter number 20. And we'll look at that some this morning in our worship service, if time permits, where the death and hell will be raised and they will stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. And whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So that's what it says. Every man in his order. In other words, every person will receive a resurrected body. Believers and unbelievers. And then let's finish this, verse number 23, and we'll get more later on in the weeks to come. Christ, there it is again, the first fruits, the glorified body. And afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. When is that? When is he coming?
Anytime.
Also is Revelation. That's going to complete the resurrection of the just. It's three parts. The resurrection of the just. There's the first fruits when Christ resurrected. There's the main harvest, that's the New Testament saints, and then the gleanings. That would be the tribulation saints and all the Old Testament saints. They get their resurrected body, every man in his own order. You got it? Is it clear as mud?
Yes.
Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Lord, sometimes we don't understand everything, but we know this, that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, and because of that resurrection, we too are promised of our own resurrection. We thank you for that truth. Our Father, it's our prayer once again for somebody here that's never trusted you, never believed in that death, burial, resurrection of your son Jesus, that this would be the hour that they come to you in repentance and faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.